What's going on, guys? This is a special episode of the podcast. We're doing something a little bit different. We're going to be digging into a new series that we're calling Leaning In. And it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to speak very specifically to demographics of people and to people who are in different seasons of life. And so we're going to share some things that we've learned in those different seasons, and then also just have some people as well come in and share some really quick moments with you guys that are just easily digestible, that you can be able to take with you throughout the rest of your week, throughout the rest of your weekend, and just kind of have a great understanding of what it means to go through certain seasons in life. And so that's why we're just calling it Leaning In. We want to lean into these moments with you guys. Isn't that right, babe?
Yeah, so basically our whole heart this time, with the podcast, has been to just make sure everyone knows that they're not alone. And so with this new series that we're going to be doing, Leaning In, is really just, it is geared toward different types of people in different seasons of life. And our hearts are just that no matter what season of life you're in, you know that you're not alone. And so I'm really excited about this just because I feel like there have been little nuggets of wisdom that we both have learned throughout different seasons of life, whether it's singleness or engagement, that I think would be so impactful for us to share on here. Just really short little things, but really powerful all at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I know initially we just want to have a conversation talking a little bit more about what it means to be single. You know, for me, I think I really did not cherish my season of being single. And I know that sounds like super, oh, I didn't cherish it. But, you know, what I think happened is that I was so focused and so geared on trying to be in a relationship and trying to be, you know, somebody, something, that I was never really working and focusing on myself. You know, one of my biggest issues that I had was that I was always looking for someone to kind of fill a void that, for one, it was a void that no human person could fill, that only God could fill. But two, it was a void. I was looking for somebody else to come and fill that void instead of actually being a fully complete whole person. You know, it was kind of impressed upon me. I remember this is something that either was said in a sermon or maybe I had a buddy say it to me, but he was just, I think it was said to me this way. It's like, hey, you're not looking for somebody to complete you. Mm-hmm. You know, that fairy tale movie. You're like, oh my gosh, you complete me. Yeah, you're my other half. Like that idea, that ideal is not accurate. I'm not looking for somebody to complete me. I am a complete person. I am completely whole in and of myself because of what God has done in my heart to make me whole. I'm completely whole, and I am joining with another whole to become a bigger whole. Yeah. And so that's really what it is. It's like I am a whole person joining with another whole person to become another whole person. Like it's our you know, we're joined to become one. And so that's the idea that really made it click for me, that I had spent so much time really looking for someone else to complete me, to be that other half, to make me whole, looking for someone else to be that for me when, you know, one, I was just needed to be that for myself, and God needed to be that for me. And so those were the biggest things that I learned in my single season, is that like I did not cherish it enough, and I was constantly looking for someone to, you know, be that for me.
Okay, so there was something I heard when I was probably 16 or 17 that impacted my singleness so much. And it was a spoken word by Genetics. And if you haven't heard it, go look it up on YouTube. It's so good. But what she talked about in there was waiting for the one, waiting for your wife or your husband. And it was called I Will Wait For You. I just remember that. I need to go listen to it again. But she was talking about how she was like, you can't make somebody the one. You have to ask God to refine you. In so many words, this is what she was saying. But you have to ask God to refine you into this person that is fit for the one that's worth fighting for. And it was so good. It was so powerful. And really, I think I would just have to tag along with what Christoph was saying, how you always feel like singleness is going to last forever. It's like, oh my gosh, when am I going to meet this person? When am I going to get married? Because that's when life is going to start. But But when you really think about it and when you really do the math, you're going to be single far shorter than you'll be married, even if you get married at 30 or whatever it is. Singleness is ultimately such a short season of life that it really does need to be cherished, because when it all boils down, this is the season when you get to define who you are, what you love, what you feel called to, what you feel like your purpose is. Because if you go into a relationship not knowing those things, then you won't know what you're looking for, what you're called to as a couple. You might end up even just settling into this calling that the other person feels called to when you won't know that for yourself. So it's so important to really, like this is called, to really lean into the Lord and ask Him during that season of life, what is it that my purpose is? What am I called to? Because I want to know that when I'm looking for a spouse.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like even it's this idea of need versus want. I think that was something that I had a very hard time dealing with when I was, you know, in college and even just kind of dating in general. I think the biggest problem that I had is that I didn't understand the concept of need versus want. And it's this idea that you'll say, hey, I need you. I need this person. Like once you hop into a relationship, you'll say, hey, I need this. I need you. You complete me. You are everything to me. I need you. And the fact of the matter is you don't. Mm-hmm. I love my wife to death. You know, I think she's amazing. And I love her so much, but I don't need her, if that makes any sense. It's like, I have a desire for her to be in my life. And it's a strong desire. It's an incredible desire. It's a passionate desire, but I need Jesus. Like, that's the thing that I need. I don't necessarily need my wife in that way, but I do need Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the importance there is that, you know, that's something that I didn't understand, is that I spent a lot of time when I was single thinking that I needed someone else to come alongside me, to fill me, and to be that person that was, you know, completing me. Mm-hmm. When it's like, hey, I was actually already complete because all I ever really needed was Jesus. Mm-hmm. But God was, you know, in His sovereignty, brought somebody alongside me, mm-hmm. That not only is going to make me better, but is going to make me look more like Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest concept that I grasped out of singleness, was like, hey, need versus want. And it allows me to always keep my priorities straight. Mm-hmm. It allows me to say, hey, I love my wife, but my wife will never be above God. Mm-hmm. It allows me to very much keep God in His proper place in our relationship. And so I get to look at my wife in this kind of beauty and this honor, because I never put an expectation on her that she can never satisfy. Mm-hmm. Because if I came into this marriage, if I came into this marriage as a half of a person looking for her to complete me so that I would be whole, then she would fail me in that expectation every single time. And so that's the reason why, like, she is second to God always, because I know who I'm getting my filling up from. I know who I'm getting my wholeness from. And so then I can look at my wife and say, hey, I've released you of that responsibility to try to be the other half to my half, because I'm already whole and you're already whole. And so now we can just love each other. While God is doing the work of constantly sanctifying us and making us new and making us even more whole.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So one more thing I wanted to talk about. Oh, there's actually so much that that I could talk about here. But when I had just graduated high school, I moved away to go to school, and it was a year-long program. And during that year, I felt like the Lord was just telling me this was not a chapter of life to step into any relationship. And during that season, I really just not questioned it, but it was a lot more challenging than I thought it would be, just because it's really easy to see other relationships and want that. But something that I was so challenged on that year was the fact that, and this is what God spoke to me through that chapter of life, was that unless you know how to fully love and pursue the Lord first, you'll never know how to do that for another person. Because the Bible tells us that he should be our first love, to go back to our first love. Because when we're filled up with him, that's when we get to pour out to other people. And I really do believe that, Christ in the church is such a beautiful picture of what marriage is. And, because it says that we're his bride and he's our bridegroom. And so, that should be our first pursuit is Jesus, where he gets to teach us what it looks like to be pursued and to pursue. And so that was a huge learning curve for me, was that, I'm going to seek Jesus, not just for the sake of my marriage one day, but I know that's a huge piece of it, but because I want to know him, I want to know everything about him. I want to grow in this friendship with him. And that just began to overflow into my relationship with Christoph in this marriage, and what it looks like to not seek anything from somebody, like a conditional love that's like, oh, I'll seek you and pursue you if I can get something back. But even doing that with the Lord first, of like, I'm going to seek him and pursue him just for the sake of knowing him. And I think that's so beautiful to always maintain that in a marriage. But that's first learned when you're single.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's one of the first things that enabled me to say, hey, I can make this person my wife, or hey, I can even begin to pursue McKenna in this way, because I realized that I realized in my depravity that I lacked a true love for Christ. And once I grew in my relationship with him, then he was able to bring someone alongside me that I could grow in relationship with as well. And somebody that would push me to grow in relationship with God, just as much. And so that's the greatest piece that I think we've learned, is just like in our singleness, really taking that time to learn the most about God, and in that simultaneously learning the most about ourselves. And so, like I said, you know, to start, make sure you guys are cherishing this season of singleness. You know, if you are single, look to better yourself. I mean, I know you guys have heard this from just about every sermon, every pastor, and every, you know, self-help book that there could ever be, but it's like, it's less about, you know, looking for the one. It's more about becoming the one. You're not necessarily looking for the one. You're trying to become the one. And so take this time, take this season to just learn, grow, dig more into who it is that God has called you to be. And then it'll be easier, you know, when the time comes, when God is ready, you'll be able to really pursue someone with not only a full heart, but a whole heart, and a heart that is already put together and that's already whole, in Christ. And so you'll be able to take your whole heart, take their whole heart, and create a whole nother whole. And so that's the greatest piece of advice that I think we could ever give. And it's the greatest piece of advice that we've ever received, in our single season, is that, hey, pursue God and pursue you. And then it'll make it easier for you to be able to pursue someone else. Well, hey guys, thanks so much for listening to this new series that we're just calling Leaning In. And again, it's just an opportunity for us to be able to lean into very specific topics, specific demographics, as well as specific people groups. We want to be able to have those conversations, some targeted conversations with you guys, so you're never feeling alone. We're all going through this together. And that's really just the reasoning behind the entire podcast, actually, is that you feel connected with what it is that we're going through our honesty, through our transparency. And then you guys can be transparent and honest in your relationships, or in your singleness, as we talked about today as well. And so if you're single, we'd actually love to hear from you. Just follow us at Learning on the Job Pod on Instagram. That's at Learning on the Job Pod, and tag us. We would love to hear from you and see, hey, what have you been learning in this season of singleness? You know, how is it that, you know, what has God been saying to you? How have you been able to navigate this season? What are you learning about yourself? What are you learning about others in this season? We would really love to hear that from you. You can follow me at Christoph Harden. Where can they find you, babe?
At McKenna_Hart.
Absolutely. We would love to connect with you guys and just learn more about what you're learning in this season in particular. This is the Learning on the Job podcast, and we're leaning in.